Anybody there?
Yeah, this is Dick.
Oh, hi, Dick.
I just got told I was the first one here.
Oh. It's funny, I had to put in...
Anyone else make it on yet?
Yeah, but it's been a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I made some goof-ups. Okay, problem fixed.
I think it's just a time.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Elizabeth. How's it going?
Well, that will be part of the topic of the conversation. Okay, who we got? We've got Dick Simpson. Did I hear Todd?
Yeah, Todd's here.
Todd, Lyle, Patty. Who did I miss?
Rose Early from Small Bodies in Tucson.
Okay, Small Bodies. I'm sorry, you said that was Rose Early?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. In Tucson. We got Ron here in addition to myself. Steve will be joining us in a little bit. He's on another telecon right now. Okay, I'm going to give folks just a few extra minutes because of the mix-up with the telecon information.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the standards queue this morning, and can we take out the VeggieTales and Bob the Builder?
You've got what?
There's VeggieTale entries in the SCR queue, and Bob the Builder entries.
I didn't feel better. I'd say my kids were at it. Hang on.
If you look at the end of the queue.
End of the queue. Does it have a number? Which ID is assigned to it?
It's 3-1070 through 1075.
Where in the world are you looking?
I'm looking at...
Hi, who's on from GEO?
Hi, Elizabeth. It is Susie, Ed Guinness, Dan Stoll, Keith Bennett.
To be honest, Todd, what that sounds like is it was something I was using for testing purposes that didn't get out. Unfortunately, the interface I'm looking at, I'm not seeing it. This is why I'm puzzled. Can you give me the URL that you're looking at?
Yeah, it's http://pds.jpl.nasa.gov /tracking/standards and then /index.html and then I click on the... either the PDS topics under discussion or all PDS standards.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on. This is ancient. It's part of the problem. And I was probably developed... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Okay, yeah, you're on the wrong page.
Oh.
And you're right. I will take that out anyway. But let me direct you to the right page for starters.
Oh, okay.
You want to go to the main PDS website. Let's see, pds.jpl.nasa.gov. Actually, it's pds-engineering, I guess is...
Yeah.
Sorry, pds-engineering.
Oh, okay.
jpl.nasa.gov. And then click on Standards on the left. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, third thing down is Standards Change Request.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay, and then, let's see, 1, 2, 3, seventh item down is All Standards Changes. That's the new list. That's the queue.
Oh, okay. All right. I just went to a bookmarked item I had.
And gotcha. And thank you. I will get that cleaned up because there may be other folks who still got that bookmarked as well. Like I say, I was just probably doing some code development or something and threw those in as examples.
I figured it was somebody with kids.
You got it. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Has anyone else joined up? I've got, let me see. Who we got? We got Geo. Yes, we do have imaging. We have radio science. We have no rings yet. Is that correct? We have PPI, we have no ATM yet. We have SBN. Oh, wait, we do have Lyle. I'm sorry. Atmospheres. Who am I missing? Engineering, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm missing a node. NAIF. We don't have NAIF. There are other 9 nodes now. 8 notes, right? Okay. All right. Okay. Why don't we get going? All right. Originally, we had intended to call this telecon to try and figure out priorities for the standards queue for the next couple of months before I went on maternity leave, starting around the beginning of March.
Congratulations, anyway.
Thank you. The problem is that over the past month, my health has deteriorated, and my doctor now wants me to stop working now. So we're sort of going to have to shift priorities here and figure out how we're going to cover things for the next roughly 3.5 months instead of having a bit of a window to work things out. What I was hoping that we could do is go through the queue, particularly focusing on the stuff that's more recent in the queue, and obviously looking back if there's some stuff that's fallen behind that's older. Number one, making sure that there isn't anything in there that's marked as a medium or a low priority that should be listed as high or urgent. And then focusing on the high priority items. I don't think there's anything urgent that hasn't already been addressed. And try to figure out how we're going to get those, keep those moving in my absence. And what we may need to do is reassign leads on some of the SCRs. Or figure out that there are other things that we can table for a while. Ron will be managing the queue while I'm gone, but like I say, we're probably going to need to divvy up responsibility for leads on the SCRs more than we've been doing. Okay, does everybody have the queue in front of them, the one that I just directed Todd through to?
Would you say it again, please?
Sure, I would be happy to. pds-engineering.jpl.nasa.gov. Who just joined us?
Adams.
Oh, Steve. Hi. Great.
Hi. Betty just got here. She's logging on, too,
okay.
I believe.
Just to give you guys a quick update, I'm going to be leaving on medical leave starting Monday, so we're just trying to figure out what the priorities are on the queue. Okay. I'm sorry. Susie, we were saying pds-engineering/index.csm?pid=2 %CID=61. And I can review how to get there if you want, but that'll get you directly to it.
So that's the list that says all standards issues on one page.
You got it. You got it. On the standards page, it's the all standards issues item. Okay. I guess what I would like to do is to start from the bottom of the list, the most recent, and then work our way back up and quickly review the medium and low priority items and just find out if anybody's got any objection to those designations right now. I think it's the first step. The first one that I see is 3-1097. That's structural changes to the PSDD. This was issues that came up.
Pardon? Yeah, 98 and 99 are some movies.
Yes. Those are the high priority ones. I wanted to start with the medium ones.
I'm sorry.
Just make sure that they belong as medium.
Got it.
I.e. that they can wait for a little while. Structural changes to the PSDD was partly driven by the development work on vTool and realizing that we've got some capabilities that we'd like to have in vTool that we can't currently support because we don't have the necessary information or structure in the data dictionary. I think this is going to have to be a little bit longer term item. And I don't think there was a driving need for it. This is issues that were affecting stages down the road in terms of the development of the vTool stuff. Steve, are you aware of any? Okay. So I think we can leave that one as medium.
Wait.
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Todd.
Oh. These structural changes were to support vTool, right?
Mostly. Yeah.
That's got to have high priority because vTools. Almost getting ready for a beta delivery.
Yeah.
The thing is, it works.
Right, and it won't be affecting the current version of vTool that's under development. This is future iterations or versions of it that are coming down the road.
And it's like you said, I personally know of no critical issue at this time. I think things are moving along pretty well.
The other thing I can do is after we get off the telethon, I can contact Sean and find out what his schedule is in terms of future development and when he's going to need these things implemented.
Right.
And I can certainly get back to you guys on that.
From the SCR text, it's not clear just what the impact is, but if the structural changes that are going to get reflected in this SCR do not impact the delivery of eTool, then I would agree it's a lower priority. But if they do impact the delivery, then it's got to be high.
Yeah, it does not affect the current delivery. It's, like I say, it's future deliveries.
How do you get to the text from this page that we're looking at?
Just click on the title or the SCR ID. Yeah, the title.
I mean, the text is almost nothing.
It, right now, it's a summary. Yeah, it's not the full SCR. The full SCR would show up where it says standards change request colon. You would actually see the full text SCRs in there, linked to them in there. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Elizabeth. Sorry I'm late.
Go ahead.
I'm on a cell phone, so I'm going to be muted, and it'll take me a minute to get into the conversation if I need to talk.
Okay, Mitch, just a real quick update. We're discussing the fact I have to be going out on medical leave starting on this upcoming Monday, and I'll be gone about 3.5 months. So we're trying to go through the standards queue and set priorities and try and figure out how we're going to keep things moving while I'm gone.
Okay.
Okay.
If you click on the discussion blog on that page, you get more information.
Oh, okay, thanks.
That's the other thing. By the way, folks, I should give you a heads up. The discussion blog is going to be moving to a new server within the near future. We've had some problems with spam bloggers getting in there and posting bizarre stuff. So I've been working with RSA to get that moved to another site where we can have some more protection for it. So also, pardon me if you see anything in there that shouldn't be there and send me an email and let me know. Okay, so I guess the word on 3-1097 is I need to talk to Sean and confirm that that's not a high priority. Or at least get some kind of a schedule on when he does need some action on it. Okay, the 3-1095 is every byte in a file required to be described. Now, this came up, there was an issue of some header objects where the header was not being described in the PDF label. We didn't even have a header, bytes equals whatever. And there was an argument developed as to whether or not it was necessary to describe non-PDF objects for that, for lack of a better way of describing it, when they had no relevance to the PDF display or whatever of the object. I can't even remember. Ron, where did this come up? What mission were we talking about? Okay. Is anyone aware of any mission where this is a critical issue right now? Or is this something we've just been disagreeing on in the past and we need to resolve it at some point? Ann is not on, I don't believe. Ann, are you present? Rose, do you know anything about this?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
Okay. I'm
Elizabeth, if I remember right, I think Steve Joy was the one that was asking about this.
I'm sorry, say that again, Lyle?
I believe that Steve Joy was the one that was originally asking about this SCR.
Steve Joy, okay.
Boy, this Todd, I don't recall it.
And I don't think it needs to be higher than medium priority.
Okay, it sounds like that's got the proper...
I think we need to determine whether it's a real issue or not. From my perspective, I don't think it's a real issue.
I think that was the whole point of putting it in the queue, so we would have a discussion and figure out who thinks it is and who thinks it isn't.
It's not even a it's not even a change request yet. I don't even
right.
know if it's...
Right, you got it. It's basically not a burning issue, so let's just leave it the way it is, and we'll table that discussion for the future. Okay, valdis.cat and catalog file pointers. I think that's basically a cleanup issue. That's 3-1093. It's been a mess for a long time. I don't see any reason that we need to worry about it right now. Any objections? Okay, going back up to...
That's another vTool thing, right?
I don't think that one was, actually. Catalog
file pointers. That is, actually, because they act as include pointers, but then... The include files have PDF version ID and other things.
You know what? I think it came up again as part of the vTool issue, but what they agreed to do right now is just follow current practice, and we'll deal with getting it cleaned up in the future. I think that was what the resolution of that was.
Fine.
Okay. So that was, 3-1088. Polar stereographic needs to be added to the list of map projection types. I don't know who me is.
Susie.
Susie, okay. There we go. Yes, originator. Okay, is this something that's just needed for, okay, this is a standard value type. I'm guessing if this is MOLA, this is probably a product you're about to deliver. You probably do need this in the relatively near future. Is that right?
I don't think it's high priority at all.
You don't? Okay. Okay. Then
can
I
we vote
that
on it?
These products are already delivered.
Yeah, it's old.
Okay.
I was going to say, I mean, we could actually, on some of these, they're almost no-brainers. I would
know.
Say yes.
I've got some real simple ones in the high priorities. I've been trying to separate them out into which are the complicated and which are the simple issues. There may be a handful of them like this one that, like you say, we could basically get them cleared up very quickly. Let me throw that.
PPI has no objection. So
why don't we make a no-brainer list?
Yeah.
Like I say, I've sort of been trying to do this. Okay.
Elizabeth, this is Patty. It's still an issue for high-rise.
It is an issue for Hal Schultz. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry to keep repeating myself, Al, but I'm just to let you know briefly, I am going to be leaving on medical leave on Monday for about 3.5 months. We're trying to work through the priorities on our queue and figure out how we're going to keep things on schedule. Okay.
If MOLA's already delivered products with this value for a keyword, it still strikes me this is a no-brainer.
Okay.
High-rise may want to use it, but it's still a no-brainer.
I don't know if you want to do a formal sort of voice vote or something, but just to make it out of the queue.
Okay. We're sort of breaking our normal routine here, but why don't we go ahead and do that. The map projection type, oh dear, I've lost it. Where was it? 3-1088.
Right.
Fuller stereographic. Why don't I go ahead and do a quick roll call. Geo?
Oh, we like it a lot.
Okay. Imaging?
Yes.
Radio science?
Yes.
PPI?
Yes.
FBN? Rose?
I have no objection.
Okay. Engineering, Steve, you want to?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Rings, Mitch?
Yes.
Sounds good. And we don't have, is there any name for representative online? Okay, I'm going to call that one.
Hey!
Out. Oh, there is?
Can I vote?
For it. No, oh, Al, sorry.
Oh, Lyle.
Lyle. Did I not say amateur?
No.
I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. Yes, please go ahead, Lyle.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that's nominally passed, and this, I think, is the kind of issue we don't need to go up to the MC on. Is that?
I don't think so. It's
yeah.
just adding a standard value.
Yeah, the no-brainer types we don't. Okay, sounds good. That one's done. Yay. All right, 3-1086, increase the number of characters allowed for values of ID and name class data elements. I think all the specific ones that are critical are listed separately, so I'm going to say let's put that one off. Any objections? That was 1086?
Other than knowing the number of characters you want to increase it to, I have no objection to approving it. You're expanding the width of a field. This is like
yeah,
zero
Yeah, the problem
zero
is
impact.
That it's for all of them at once. And we've already got some that are pretty long, so if we were to try and do it globally, we'd have to do it at least to 40 characters for ID and 60 for name, and I'm not...
Betty.
100 for name. I think, you know,
well,
unless all of you feel strongly...
Need an assessment.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Then we probably need an assessment.
Yeah. That was my feeling, we want to discuss it a little bit. I don't see any pressing need on this one, though, unless anyone else has got an objection. Okay.
She's on 3-1086.
Okay, so 3-1085. I don't know how far back you need to go here. Oh, that one was withdrawn. Okay.
So wait, what was the disposition on that character string one to keep it where it is?
Character strings we're going to wait for now, yeah.
She's on 1085, I guess.
So it remains medium.
It remains medium, that's correct. 1085 has been withdrawn. 1084, excuse me. Susie, this was yours. Add values for messenger mission phase name. Have you got a deadline on that?
1084, Betty.
I'm sorry, repeat that? Okay. Yeah, we're focused on 3-1084. Susie, this was one of yours.
The first messenger delivery is December 07. It would be nice to have that finished by then.
By December 07. Okay, do you have coding requirements in that need to be met earlier than that?
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if we need to bump that one up a little bit then. Let's put 3-1084. That'll be in the no-brainer queue probably, but I'm going to add it. So 3-1084.
You know, Elizabeth, we're gonna, this is a routine kind of thing. With every mission, there's going to be these new things. So.
I know. And like I say, this will be the no-brainer kind.
Okay.
But I think we should probably change it from medium to high at this stage.
I think I raised sort of a generic question on that and maybe one or two others as to how tightly we wanted to control the values for these sorts of keywords.
I think the reason that we were controlling the mission phase names is because we needed to make sure that the entire mission was using the same values. That was the primary reasoning behind having oversight on it.
Yeah, but that's up to the lead node. That's kind of an implementation question. My concern was, do we want to make sure that every mission has a cruise phase, every mission has an orbit insertion, those kinds of things, and that the values are built in the same kind of way? For this edition, there just seem to be a huge number of mission phases.
So
the question is, is the keyword even meaningful for searching if you've got no control over the construction of the values?
We had this discussion for Messenger, and it is a complicated mission that has a lot of flybys and phases. And we even discussed the word flyby, which is not what other missions use, and it ended up being that that is what they call it internally, so that's what we want to call it.
Dick, the main way I can respond, I guess, would be to suggest we had a new SCR, which would be to discuss the standard value type of mission phase name. Do you want me to do that?
No, because this had more to, this was more, was broader than just mission phase names. It was kind of a question for all keywords. Which are the ones that we really care about?
Okay, again, we could throw an SCR in the queue to look at that. Is that something you want me to do, just as a placeholder for now?
Or make sure that Steve Hughes includes something like this in the core requirements.
I understand. Got that. You're
and I think in, right.
What are the keywords that really matter, and how do we want to make sure that they're used?
Yeah. And more specifically, what you're saying here is that there's an issue of the actual standard values. It's not so much the keyword, but how standard values are being
how
they're approved. Yeah.
Do we want to control the way they're constructed in such a way that we can do searches on them in some efficient way?
Right, but I mean, taking mission phase name as an example, that's usually something that's defined by the mission. And so there isn't really a generic classification.
But we also have some interest in how we use those or how they're turned in. And if the mission just says, well, it's going to be phase A, B, C, D, and E, should we accept that just because the mission says that's what they want to do? We don't have to answer it today. I'm just saying that there's a kind of broad question here that we need to think about.
Right. So I would say this is actually not a no-brainer. I think there's more discussion needed.
Well, we can do the no-brainer thing for Messenger, but in the longer run, we need to think about this because other missions have pretty much defined the values that they wanted. I don't think we can go backwards and change all the phases for say, Voyager, but we do need to think about this, especially in the IPDA era.
Okay. Steve, with that being a core requirements issue, do you want me to throw it in the queue as an SCR, or do you want to handle it separately? How is that?
I'm taking a note to capture it. I would, we might add a new SCR.
Okay, so
okay,
I will.
But it'd be a phrase differently.
Okay.
I'd be happy to vote for this right now, just to get the Messenger thing off the deck. But
okay.
But there's a PDS thing that needs to be dealt with.
Okay. So you're saying this one, this particular one is a no-brainer as long as we...
Because we've been doing it forever this way.
Got it.
Any further objections to, or I'm sorry, in, does anyone else think it would be okay to go ahead and vote on this, adding Messenger mission phase name?
Yes.
Okay, in fact, if you want to see a list of them, go ahead and click on the link, and you can see what's there. Okay, let me see, that vote was on 3-1088. Okay, so this is going to be on 3-1084. Gosh, we're getting more work done today than we normally do. Okay, Lyle, I'll let you go first this time.
Yes.
Geo.
Yes.
Imaging.
Yes.
Radio sciences.
Yes.
CPI.
I gotta. I have reservations. I'll say no, but I know it's going to get carried anyway.
Okay.
You're starting to vote like me.
That's fair. FBN.
Yes.
Okay. Engineering.
Yes.
And ring.
Yes.
And Nate, still not present? Not present. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. That one is now passed. And I'll try and more formally document these things after we get offline so they don't get lost. Okay, 3-1082, add ATM as a new unit ID. This is an abbreviation for atmosphere. We had some objections on this one. 3-1082. I don't remember.
It's Betty, but it's really from Susie.
Oh, no, I think I objected because it's not an SI unit.
Yeah, but we had some other non-SI units in there already, I thought was the response. FAR was there.
Yeah, but I'm not sure we should propagate a bad practice.
A bar is not really a non-SI unit. It's just a restatement of an SI unit.
Well, this isn't even a bar. It's an atmosphere.
I realize that, but you're using bar as your example, and bar is...
Actually, Lyle, you were
the one... much an SI unit as an angstrom is.
I know. I'm sorry. Lyle, you were the one that responded with bar as an example. I was just looking at the discussion blog and sort of trying to summarize things.
Well, it sounds like this is not a no-brainer and requires discussion.
Excuse me. It looks like I did that. My apologies, Lyle. Okay. I'm sorry, you're right. This is not a no-brainer. There does need to be some discussion. What is the urgency on it?
It really did come from me, through Betty.
Okay.
And I say it's still medium.
Still medium. All righty. Okay, 3-1080 is the one active one that's listed as urgent. Steve, did this basically get taken care of already, even though it's listed as draft?
It's taken care of.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about that right now. That's what I thought. Okay, 1079. How far back are we going to go here? Hoping more and more of these will be done as we get further back. 1079, update format of psdd.full and psdd.idx. Okay, again, I think this is a non-critical wish list. We can make things better in the future kind of thing.
It's not necessary to get some tool to work.
Oh, you know what? You're reminding me. That's correct. This came up at the last telecon, or the last tech session, didn't it?
I think it's a high priority thing because...
You're right. You reminded me this, yes, this did become high priority.
And it doesn't seem difficult. I mean, it doesn't seem controversial to me. It's just cleaning up dictionary.
Well, and particularly since I think the workaround that we proposed in order to make it not a problem was to come up with an alternative file so that we still make the old file available for people that want it in the old format. We just make an additional format available that supports the vTool validation or whatever it was that we wanted to do with it. Yes, okay. I think Susie's right. This one needs to be bumped up.
I had a meeting yesterday with Sean. He's claiming all the changes are going to make the next 40 work.
Yes, but this was a new capability that people wanted. I'm trying to remember. Susie, do you remember the details on that?
No, I'm afraid I don't quite often. It just has, I think the versioning of the data dictionary was the important issue.
That was probably the critical one, yeah.
And it will affect the development of the label validation tool that's in the works now.
This was all discussed at the meeting we had here, right, at JPL? Was it the tech session? Was that where you remember it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go back and dig up the notes from that. Okay. I will double check with Sean, but I think Susie's right that this one needs to be bumped up because there was a lot of interest in getting that new capability, whether it was versioning or whatever it was. So I will need somebody to check notes. Help me. Tech session. Brain not working. 1072, cleanup. Well, that one's simply not going to happen. 1069, update header object to include version info.
Elizabeth, which of the lists are you working off of? Because I'm getting a little...
Okay, I'm going backwards on the all standards issues list.
Okay, because you're skipping over some... Are there...
I'm basically bouncing from one medium priority to the next. What I'm trying to do is figure out if there's any mediums that we need to look at as
okay.
High priority.
Okay, I'm with you.
Gotcha, okay. Where was I?
1069.
Okay, this was a, we need to beef up the header object at some point in time, but there's no pressing need on it. NV header type, I thought that one, yeah, that's resolved. Okay. 1064, increased length with path name. What's driving this?
Now, doesn't this roll up into all the ID and name increase?
You know what I think this was? This came out of, that's right, 3-1006. This was basically an error that somebody discovered in the standards ref. We increased the length of directory name and file name to comply with ISO 9660 level
2,
or whatever it was, 2, yeah. But we didn't accordingly increase the length of the path name, and that's all it was that we needed to do that.
And path name's the combination of the...
You got it. So this was basically a correction type thing, and I don't think anybody's actually run into the limit yet, as far as I know. So I think we can probably leave that as medium.
All right. Why don't we approve it?
It's a no-brainer.
Okay. Do I list? No, I didn't. I didn't actually go through and do the calculation, but if we want to just say that it needs to be increased, okay, we have a level of...
It needs to be the sum of the file name and the...
And the directories, and I think we have a depth of 8 directories that were allowed, if I remember, according to the standard. So whatever the ISO standard is, we want to increase the path name to match the total sum of all the maximum directory length combined with the maximum file length, excuse me.
Plus the slashes in between.
Plus the slashes in between, you got it. Okay, do people want to go ahead and vote on it on that basis, and I'll make the calculations? Actually, I'll make somebody check my calculations right. Does that sound, do you want to do that or not?
I'm not sure you even need to do the calculation. The only question is whether Engineering Node has any concerns about implementing. But since the other stuff has already been approved, I assume that impact was covered there.
It would be an issue changing. We need to change the data dictionary. We need to change the standards reference. And we need to make sure that there's nothing in vTool that's too short. But I mean, this should still not press a text string length. I mean, it's not going to be problematic in that sense. So there would be some changes that would need to be made, but I think they need to be made anyway. Okay, I can't see an issue of any showstoppers on that. Okay, are people comfortable going ahead and voting on the very fuzzy basis we just said?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, Elizabeth, you want a blank check from us, you got the right.
All right, I should go on leave more often. 3-1064.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hang on, folks. I'm still trying to actually tell you, believe it or not.
Any no's.
Let's put it that way. Okay, any no's. Any objections?
And you got an absent, I think.
And one absent.
And one absent.
Okay, sounds good. No objection on 3-1064.
Is this our 100-hour sort of thing we're doing?
Yeah. The Democrats are control.
She's going to have more kids because she finds out she gets so much done just before.
Way, right.
Yeah, we got to be better than the Democrats. This is 100 minutes.
All right, I've got a low priority next. Update to product type standard values. What the heck was this about? 3-1063.
Oh, that's just because product type is... I create standard values all the time. And
right.
Every time I run the label validator, I get this long list of things that just aren't acceptable, but I just keep going.
I think what we need to do is change... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think maybe this one has become obsolete because the product type is now has suggested as a standard value type or whatever that is.
It does, yes, that was exactly what I was going to suggest we need to do. So if that is in fact the case, let me do a real quick check in the data dictionary, then yes, you're correct, it should just be withdrawn. Data dictionary... product type. Standard value type suggested. Susie wins. Okay, 1063 is withdrawn. Oh, is this formally? Yeah, this is mine. I can withdraw. Okay, 1062 is, okay, that's high. Hang on. 1058, change general data type of error mask to non-decimal. Oh, we had an argument about this one. Yeah, and a mask by definition is one of those things where it's like a binary number, except it's not actually a numeric value in this case. It's a case where each digit represents an on or an off. And so I had argued that we should be changing it to non-decimal. What is it right now? Is it character?
It says character.
Oh, boy, I'm not even sure I was right at this stage. Is this a pressing issue for anyone? Or is this just one of those cleanup things? Okay, I'm going to leave it as medium then. 3-1057, update record format chapter standards reference. That's one of those things we need to do at some point, but I don't think there's any pressing issue. Any objections? Okay, 1056, resolve discrepancy between PSDD and standard ref for array optional values. That needs to happen, but again, I don't know of any pressing issues. Anyone else?
Well, it's just a lingering annoyance.
You got it. Yeah, it's one of those things that we do need to get cleaned
but
up.
But I thought it somewhat affected VTool.
There aren't very many array objects, I think, probably. So.
Oh, this is an oldie.
Well, actually, PSDD is sort of like thrown in all objects.
That's, in fact, exactly
I mean,
the issue.
It's more than just the array.
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah. You know, in fact, what this one should be doing, we should roll this one into the, there's another SCR that addresses the optional PSDD for all objects. I wonder if we should just withdraw this one and roll it into the other.
I think so.
Okay, so 3-1056, we're going to withdraw.
When you withdraw, do you give a notation as to why?
I certainly can, yep. Yeah. So let me say withdrawn in favor
it's actually of subsumed by.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way of putting it. Subsumed by, and I'll check the number for that one later. Okay, sounds good. Where are we getting here? Allow Adobe PDF format for archived documents. That's the SUSE 1, 3-1053. I think your issue, Susie, was not that you wanted to allow PDF, but you wanted to allow PDF exclusively in lieu of text format. And I have a feeling we're going to need to have a discussion about that one.
Actually, I thought I had withdrawn this one.
Oh, did you?
But well, I can't remember.
That makes it easy. Do you want to formally withdraw it?
I would like to at some point discuss the larger issue, but it's not high priority.
Okay. Do you want me to move it to low or is medium the appropriate?
No, I would like to leave it where it is.
Okay. Sounds great. Let's do that. 3-1052, ingestion procedures, templates, that's sort of being worked. Okay. Oh gosh, we've got a bunch of Aaron Means ones. These are going to be hard to... Okay, 3-1045, record type definitions for files consisting of multiple different object types. Okay, what we're getting into here now are a series of cleanup ones. Again, there's no pressing urgency that I'm aware of. These are just things that we need to look at and fix at some point. I think the problem was that the record type definitions that we've got are ancient, and they no longer match well with the types of products that we use. And I can't remember the details on this one. I'd have to go back and look in the standards reference. But the actual definitions are just, like I say, ancient and need to be cleaned up. But it's a cleanup issue. Any objections on just leaving that where it is?
I'm not sure what the driver is on this particular request.
It was basically the standards reference no longer accurately describes our use of record types for certain types of data products. You know, I think it basically, there was some of the terminology in there that applied more to things on tape.
Okay.
And it just needs to be updated to be consistent with modern media and data formats, that kind of thing. 1044, label issues regarding lines and record lengths. That's really clear. Again, I'm pretty sure this is a cleanup. Yes, okay, this is the same issue. It's talking about record blocking, et cetera, that kind of stuff. Okay, so it's cleaning up ancient terminology. 3-1043, required keywords for history object. This, again, has to do with beefing up the history object. There's no urgent driver on it. It's just something that should be cleaned up. Any objections to leaving 43 through 45 as they are?
I'm not quite sure they're medium. I don't know where the driver is on these. What's the urgency?
Basically none. It's a cleanup issue. The history object is virtually empty. I'd be surprised if it contains even bytes. I think, I can't remember what's in there. And Aaron and I, way back when, had had a discussion feeling like that needed to be a little bit more clearly defined.
I don't even know why the history object would need a bytes keyword at a minimum.
This gets into the whole issue, and again, this is where we have some disagreement as to whether or not every byte in a file should be described. I'm on the side that I believe that it should at least in terms of having a byte equal so you can skip over it. I know there's other folks that say, if PDF doesn't care about it, don't even bother describing it. So that's where this basically comes from.
Does the history object actually point to some history information externally? Or
the history object, believe it or not,
it's just metadata.
It's a cube left over.
Oh.
But the thing is, it's actually got some value in some other cases. It was not made for this purpose, but it would be very useful for things like describing the length of a Vicar header and basically saying, this is a Vicar header. Here's how long it is. Skip over it. And it's been used for that, even though its origins were in kubelin. So,
I don't want to get deeper into it.
Okay. So basically, it's got the right priority for now. We'll leave it. Okay, we've got another argument discussion, which is 1040. Do we believe that all data product labels within a data set should have the same set of keywords? And I know there's no disagreements on this one. I don't think this is going to get resolved in the near future, and I don't think there's any urgent driver on it. Any disagreements on that? Okay.
All data products have the same set of keywords?
Some nodes.
No.
Yeah, the practice among some nodes has been that when you've got a data set, every data product within it should be identical in terms of the labeling. Other nodes have had a very different practice where you can have multiple different, in a sense, data product types within a data set. And this is basically just saying we need to figure out what the PDF official position is on this issue.
I don't know why it even matters.
Consistency for those of us that are...
That's the keyword counters.
Yeah, you got it. All right.
I know, but...
So does that mean it's now low priority, zero priority?
I had it as medium. We'll just leave it as medium.
I would vote no. I want to get it out of the queue. I say no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is the problem. There's some of us would disagree.
Well,
like I say,
but that gets sorted out in a vote.
Well, what you guys can do is wait a couple of weeks and then vote on it.
Tell Ron to stop twisting your arm.
Yeah, until after Monday, right?
All right. Okay, software status words. This is, that's just a software thing. That's an internal. We don't even need to worry about that. Okay, 3-1030, citations. I can't believe, that's an implementation. We don't need to worry about that. All right, all the rest of them, are they hopefully either released or in implementation? No, they're not. Oh, okay, we've got some low priority items from Anne. Last I remember, she basically said she didn't care about them at all. Getting back into Valerie Henderson and Joel Wills territory here. Product. Okay, I don't see anything else just scanning back to the beginning of the queue that...
I got to say, I just saw one I really like.
Which one? Go ahead.
3-1019.
3-1019.
Right. PDS lacks a time standard. We submitted a time standard and it got rejected.
This is not your
is
time
funny.
Standard, though. This is different, I think. This was not the one that you guys...
I know, but it just strikes me as funny.
I think Anne had said that basically we had some insoluble problems on this. I can't remember if this is the one that we don't deal with BC or not. General data type of time. For some reason, I seem to remember she told me that some of these were just... She couldn't... I mean, they figured out how to handle them internally, and they didn't know how in the world we were going to solve it on a global level.
Issue that you could Julian or...
Yeah, this mystifies me, because I thought time was always a PDF time, which is really an ISO time.
Fortunately, it's not. We've got some exceptions, which frustrate the daylights out of everybody, but...
Okay. That's a problem.
You know, I'd have to contact Anne to find out on this one. But again, I thought last time I double-checked on these, she had basically said they're low priority. But Todd, would you like me to follow through on that and double-check with her?
No, I don't think we need it at this point.
All righty. Okay.
I mean, it's just...
Okay, I'm quickly scanning up the list. I don't know if you guys could do the same thing. There's nothing jumping out at me that says this needs to be dealt with now that isn't either withdrawn in implementation or already released. I think we've basically covered most of it. So I, unless I hear any objections, would like to go back now and start addressing the high priority ones and how we're going to move forward on them. Okay. Why don't we get back down to the bottom of the list? first ones that pop up, and I know this is a high priority for the MC, are the two movie FCRs. We've got a working group assigned for these. I think my current list of the working group members, I need to add Susie and Mike McCauley to that. I've got myself, Dick Simpson, Ann Rao, Chris, oh, okay, and then Chris or Patty. So I've got Patty has said yes, and Mike McCauley has said yes. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be able to lead this. Do we have any volunteers to step in? Steve, I thought you were on this list. I wanted to be on the list. Did you not? Or would you prefer not to be?
I can be. I volunteer, but...
You'd rather not.
I wasn't...
Okay. We've got, unfortunately, only Patty and Dick present that are actually on the working group. Would either of you volunteer to at least coordinate getting a lead picked on this?
Oh, sure, Elizabeth, I can do that.
Okay. Now, that's both 1099 and 1098. They sort of go hand in hand. Yeah, if you guys could, I will send you a complete list of the working group and get this web page updated, and then if you could contact folks and amongst yourselves try and figure out who can lead and then drop a schedule and get going on it, that would be great. Like I said, I know this is the big one right now that I think the MC is paying attention to, is my understanding.
Could we have just a discussion at some point on the importance of this? I know that it's on the Management Council watch list. It comes up at every telecon. In terms of the tech staff, how high priority is this? Is it near term, in the next couple months we need this, or is this a longer term issue?
SBN had some movies that they were ready to archive at their review last month. So,
Patty, didn't you say High Rise had some products they were planning on doing?
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
My own feeling was that this is a fairly popular format out there in the real world, and we probably ought to get onto it. But I have no expertise. I also thought we should have somebody from ESA, PSA, involved.
That's actually a very good idea, given that there are some different formats used over there. That's
not only different formats, but this is potentially a big deal.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be springing things like this onto the international community without getting at least their input.
How do we go about doing that these days, Steve? Do you need to contact them, or can Patty go ahead and contact...
We can send a couple of names to Patty. I've got some names that we need to probably vet first with Joe.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, and Joe can probably help us as well.
Yep.
Elizabeth, will you go ahead and send me the list of people that you have so far?
I will do that. Let me write that down so I don't forget. 1099, 98, and Patty... List of participants. Okay, Steve, am I formally adding you? You're on the working group? Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Will do. Okay. 1096, data set as the primary package. Okay, this came up again at the tech session. This is the issue of, we've been sort of dancing around the fact that traditionally the PDS sort of unit of archiving is the volume, and I think most of us were realizing it's about time that we moved towards using the data set that way instead of the volume, or at least had an extensive discussion on that fact. Trying to remember why the priority of this was high. Did this affect something that you were doing, Steve?
Well, we have a work to volume validation this year.
Yeah.
And that's coming up. So we're starting to write use cases and requirements for volume validation soon. To do that, we have to have a volume model, volume definition.
Resolve
this.
In the past, we've declared the volume dead many times. Is this just voting on a death certificate?
well, actually, the question, it's often said that volume is dead, but the point is that we still have a concept of organizing our data in some type of collection, and we need to name that and define that.
And in long term, what this is going to mean is we're going to need to rewrite some of the chapters in the standards in terms of the components of a data set as opposed to the components of a volume.
But if this is just a point of view SCR, in other words, we're saying our focus is going to be in using the data set as the primary package methodology, then it's almost a no-brainer.
I don't think it is, Todd, simply because it does involve changes to the standards reference. It involves refocusing software. Well, maybe refocusing is the wrong word, but...
It's a mindset.
It is, but I think it's one that needs... to be fleshed out, because even data model would formally need to change, wouldn't it?
I think the focus is how do we validate volumes? We have an award fee item to develop a volume validator. So what replaces that? And what is that called? And we have to define that.
How about data sets?
Well, is a data set simply a collection of products, or is a data set a collection of products as well as ancillary data and extras and so on and so forth?
Well, I think out here at the node, we've been doing it. We've been, we've been thinking of that as the data set for a long time.
I think a lot of people have, but the problem is our documentation does not formally describe it that way.
Right,
and we not constantly, but a lot of times this issue comes up when we start talking about what's a delivery package, that type of thing. We start talking in terms of volumes, but volumes is not really what, say, PPI operates in.
Right.
I mean, we do package volumes because we're told that's what we got to do, but we're really thinking in terms of data sets.
Exactly. Okay.
SDR came out of our October tech session.
Exactly. I'm fairly certain it did. I seem to remember discussing this issue there. Right now, I'm the only one listed. Can I get some volunteers for a working group and a lead on this one?
I mean, I'll volunteer to be in the working group or even the lead, but I really think someone at the engineering node should be the lead.
I think that's probably going to be the case. Yeah, going to have to be the case because of the tie-in with the software.
But unless we're going to document like impact in the SCR, this is more just a philosophical question.
Well, I do believe that the documentation should happen because, when it gets around to implementing the SCRs, I need to have it fully documented what exactly the resulting changes are, and somewhere we need to list the changes to the standards reference. So I actually would like to see explicitly laid out all the changes to the standards reference as part of this SCR.
I'm volunteering.
Right, but I guess kind of the way I was looking at it is the first question is more a policy question and not really what the changes would be to implement that policy. And the policy question I thought this SCR raises is should the data set be the primary package?
So this may need to be, there may need to be some interaction on this team with the MC in terms of getting a firm policy direction before moving ahead with the SCR.
We define what is, and then we get policy associated with what is.
Okay. So we're going to need some policy interaction with MC.
I think there should be a working group that says this is the recommended policy.
Right.
Get approval from the management council if that is necessary. The working group can look through the standards reference and mark up what needs to be changed.
Right, because it trickles down. It trickles down after it's decided.
Okay, I've got Todd and Steve as current volunteers. Can I have any others, please? Or, I don't know, how many people do we need to work on this one?
Whoever would like to be involved?
Anyone else?
Todd and I can do it.
I'll be in if that's all right.
Last person, was that Mitch?
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch.
I actually volunteered. I'm wondering if this is going to go deeper, though, if this isn't going to be a core PDS issue that we're going to have to get sorted out for the IPDA business and everything else.
Ultimately, I think so.
That's exactly, Mitch, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
It's PDS 4.
Can I tentatively assign Joe and even contact him about that?
I'll be working with Joe.
That shouldn't stop us.
No, I think we're all in agreement.
We should just make our recommendations to the management council and let it flow from there.
Okay.
I think there's a management council working group on things like PDS 4. You might talk to Rita.
Yeah.
There is one.
If we wait for something from that group, this might be here 2 years from now.
Well, I just think this is just a big and fairly fuzzy thing, and I'm not sure that we can do much with it that's practical.
Well, there very specifically are some changes. I think it's in Chapter 19 of the standards reference that would need to be made. At least on that level, I can think of some very particular changes that we would need to focus on.
But as soon as you start doing that, the ball of wax starts to unravel. It's not just Chapter 19.
Well,
ball of wax can unravel.
We've got to get moving on it, though. I mean, it's the change has got to happen. So even if this is an open-ended discussion, at least we should have some progress, some forward movement on it.
Excuse me, if you can just put down an imaging node rep, and I'll talk to Chris and Mike.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Ed, were you saying something?
Yeah.
Okay,
I was just going to comment to Dick that I would think that if this forces the other working group to start acting, that's a good thing.
Well, it may. I think Rita's working group was actually pretty high level, and I wasn't sure where they were headed either.
Yeah, that's kind of my point, is I'm worried about we're going to spend lots of effort fixing version 3 of the standard, then it's all going to go away with version 4 whenever that happens. So I'd rather see efforts focused on version 4, and if we're doing things that's forcing that to happen faster, I think that's a good thing.
Okay. That sounds good, Ed. I agree with your general point there. Let me again back up and try and get specific, though, here. I've got right now working group members Todd, Steve, Mitch. We're going to talk to Joe and an imaging node rep. Are there any other volunteers?
Yeah, I will do it.
Lyle? Figure out a lead?
Todd suggested it should be engineering node. Yeah. If that's okay with everybody, I'll take it. Okay. Otherwise, we can discuss it.
Okay, so we've got... any objections?
I'll start the ball rolling and take the flag.
He's it.
Objections.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that an objection or a no objection?
It is it.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I keep getting two people talking over each other.
Steve is it, the lead.
Steve is the lead.
I'm the lead.
Okay. Thank you. Good.
I'm the stucky.
All right. 1094, permit objects in local data dictionaries. I think this may well have been in the no-brainer list. This is something that came up again at the tech session, that when we had first come up with local data dictionaries, we had sort of been treading cautiously and decided at that time not to allow objects, only keywords. Folks have since been saying that they wanted to be able to put objects in there. Is this something that...
I think it needs more discussion.
Okay. Again, we're going to need a working group on this one and a lead. Somebody here. Okay. Volunteers for a working group on this?
I'll volunteer.
If nobody else, I'll jump in. I really think it's almost a no-brainer. I don't know what we would discuss, but
I agree with you, Todd. I thought during the discussion of the design tool, it became pretty clear that this was going to be required.
That was my understanding. Probably what you guys need, my guess is it's going to be a no-brainer that we should do it. What we'll probably need is a little bit more work on the definition changes to the standards reference, et cetera, would be my feeling.
Now, if I'm the only one in the working group, it's going to be a short conversation.
Hey, I like that.
Steve is volunteering here. Okay.
I just withdrew.
Do we have any... Oh, gosh. Any more volunteers on the working group on this one? Mitch, was that you that rejoined us?
Yeah, I fell off.
That's what
Sorry.
I thought. Okay, we're on 1094, which is the request to permit objects in local data dictionaries. We're looking for volunteers for a working group on this one.
This is Susie. I'll be in the working group.
Thank you. All right, I'll let you three. You want to volunteer? You want to nominate a lead right now, or deal with that later?
I nominate Susie.
I don't know the background of this issue. I can't even remember why it's there. But
I think this wraps up, to me at least, wraps up a little bit into the working data dictionary, because to me the working and the local are almost
right.
Equivalents. I think if you have a working data dictionary, you might have new objects in it.
All right, I'll be.
But
great.
That, I think that would be rare, but.
But possibility was requested. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Susie, I've got you down as the lead. Thank you, folks.
Who else is it besides Todd?
Todd and Steve Hughes.
Okay.
Okay. 3-1092. Remove optional PSCD from many objects. This is a cleanup issue. This is not really. I think what we needed to do, and we started work on this. This is where we were going to draw up a table. That's right. And I seem to remember, Dick, you sent me a first draft on a table. Of going through and looking at all the objects in the data dictionary and deciding which ones it was valid to have PSCD included. And we all agreed that the list should be small, whereas it's currently quite large. Right now the working group is listed as myself and Paul Ramirez. Paul is an important component of that, but I'm not sure that he should be... He probably hasn't got the experience from the data product side to... make decisions for different kinds of data products or objects. Is that fair? I don't know.
Can anyone identify an object worth
File.
Well, yeah, there's the... is that really true?
File object right now has no keywords. I mean, this is another SDR that's in here, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, if every label is an implicit file object, then unless it has PSDD listed optionally for the file object, there's some keywords that aren't allowed anywhere.
Right, but like you say, it's tied to the file object, so there's some, you could say, well, if we define what keywords are allowed in a file object, then it won't necessarily be a PSDD allowed.
Yeah, we actually already discussed that possibility. The problem is that you end up having to include about 4,000 keywords in the file object as optional keywords. I mean, the data dictionary is huge. I don't know, I threw out a ballpark figure, but it is thousands of keywords.
Right, but not every keyword is valid in a file.
I understand that, but it's the list that was permissible still comes out to thousands. That's why I think file object we sort of... Oh, hi, Chris.
Well, hi there.
Yeah, other than the file object.
Yeah, other than the file object, it wasn't clear. Now, the one thing that we thought needed some further discussion was the primitive data objects. And that one, I don't think anybody's given it enough thought yet to say yes or no. I think it was one of those things I think needed some further discussion. Chris, we are discussing, we're going through the list of high priority items in the standards queue and trying to reassign them because I'm going to be leaving, I'm going to be going out on medical leave starting on Monday. So we're just trying to figure out how we're going to keep these things moving while I'm gone.
Elizabeth,
yes.
This is Patty. I filled him in a little bit and I'm going to have to be leaving in a few minutes. So Chris will be the imaging node rep.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So you're on, sorry to interrupt, we're on the high items and which particular one?
3-1092, and we're working our way upwards on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Sounds good.
Elizabeth, if we
yes.
could couple 1092 with 1089.
1092 and 1089.
Because they're
they are
totally
they are related.
Related.
They are related.
And if we could get either Ann and also maybe Steve Joy, I would trust their judgment.
That's a good point.
To do the review.
Okay. Shall we nominate the two of them for both of those, you think?
I think we should. Yeah, I would. If you could approach both of them, and I would accept either one, or I would prefer both. But
okay.
Yeah, that's just my perspective.
Sounds good.
Ann knows the standards.
Yes, she does. She does. Yeah. Okay. I think we should retain Paul from the subware point of view, but I'm going to follow through on your suggestion if there's no objections or further suggestions. So 3-1092 and 89, nominate Ann and or Steve Joy to working group. Okay, sounds good. Okay, 1091 is add PPI mission phase name. Who wants to do another vote? What do we got here? Running VTool on a sample of PPI labels produced good results. Labels did validate one systematic problem occurred. Data dictionary did not contain all valid values for certain terms. You know what? I was waiting, I think,
on... I don't even have the list.
That's the problem. Yeah, I needed a list from one of you guys.
Can we get approval anyway?
Sounds good to me.
It's just what the missions are going to use anyway.
You guys want to do that? I do need to get the list, obviously, in order to do the implementation. But I am willing, if other people want to go ahead and vote on this, is that okay? Okay, is this a specific mission, or are there multiple missions that we need these on?
I'll have to check with Steve, but I know there's mission phase names for every mission.
Yes, there are.
So we have a list of them, and I would have to get that from Steve. I don't have it.
Well, it should be in the mission.cat file, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to assemble it. I don't know if he's assembled a list for all missions. I know the SCR refers specifically to Galileo, but...
Does it? I don't even show that.
Well, it says, for example, mission phase name does not include the
Galileo
target
right.
list.
Missed that. Okay, yep. Okay.
And that, you know, Galileo used mission phase names, what they kind of call a phase name as sort of their target. You
right.
know, their encounter was a phase.
I remember that.
Okay. And so they have odd names like, you know, C10.
All right. Any objections to voting on this one? Pending, well, no, that's not even pending. Should we go ahead and vote on this, knowing that we expect a full list of these from PPI? Okay, let me just do a, is there anybody who objects to passing this SDR?
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Sorry, since I'm a latecomer here today.
Yep.
Just to clarify, so these are mission phase names for various missions that PPI is concerned with?
Yes, they're basically adding to the standard value list.
Okay.
Okay, any objections?
Could I, one clarification.
Sure.
So we're going to take the existing list of standard values and add what PPI
yes.
provided. Okay.
And the one caveat I would have is we need to make sure that there's none of them that are invalid in the sense of having bad characters or running past character string lengths, but you would notice that, I would think, anyway,
mm-hmm.
in terms of other error messages you'd get.
If they're already in the catalog, it's going to be kind of hard to throw them out.
I don't think they are. I think that's the issue. They're not in the I see what you're saying. Yes, they would be. They would be. You're right.
It's right, but it's more that things don't validate because they're not in the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put this one down as a no objections unless I hear anything. No objections and NAIF not present still. It basically means that. Yes. And we do need lists from PPI. Sounds good. Okay, 1091. Where are we now? Let's see.
We got about 60 minutes left on our 100-minute legislative smackdown here.
Okay. Let me take one quick break here. Is there anything that is not on this list that anybody knows is a burning issue that will come up and needs to get added? I don't want to skip over that if there is. Okay, then let's just continue with the list. And obviously if something comes up, send it to Ron, CC me on it, and we'll get it dealt with. Okay, 3-1090, the standard draft discrepancy regarding signed non-decimal numbers. I think we discussed this already. We did, and we had, this is just my fault. We had come to a conclusion, which is going to be in our meeting minutes from one of the past meetings, and I just never got around to following through on it. So that one is essentially, probably what needed to happen is I needed to write up a formal SDR to get voted on. But I think we had already had the discussion and reached a consensus on it. Sub objects to the file.
What was the consensus?
The consensus, you want me to?
Are signs going to be allowed? Or what? Isn't that the issue?
I think the signs are required is what we had agreed. Signs may not be used in non-decimal numbers. It's valid, but negative is not. You know what? I don't remember. I'm going to have to go back and review the previous telecons, and if it's not in there, then it's going to still have to be discussed.
I remember talking about it too, so I think the question is where the records are.
Like I say, it would be, I've recorded all these telecons. I think we only missed one. So, and that one I would manage to produce some minutes for, so.
And you got 3.5 months to listen to all the tapes.
Yeah, I've gone back and started working on some of them. Fortunately, some of them were pretty short, so.
Yeah, maybe you can compile a greatest hits.
Put it on iTunes.
There you go. YouTube,
make
all
some
the rest of it, right. All right. I'll go back and check what we had discussed. If it was a contentious argument or whatever, maybe it needs to be rediscussed. But I don't remember that. I seem to remember we had pretty much reached consensus on it. But I'll go back and double check. And like I say, that just needs to be written up. Who's going to write it up is the question. I don't know whether Paul would be willing to. It's kind of out of his purview, isn't it?
Can you
all together to come up with a brief SDR? I mean, I've got most of the details already here in the summary section. It would be a very short one. I would just say make the following change to standards reference. Does chocolate work as a bribe for him? Can I put you down, Ron? All right. Okay, I'm going to put Ron down on this one to follow through with writing up the SDR. This is 1090. Okay, 1089 we already dealt with. 1087, PDF standards on sequences and sets. This, likewise, has already been discussed and it needs to simply be written up, formally already voted on. You know, Ron, I can even take a crack at getting this done before the end of the week, but again, if you don't mind, I'm going to put your name on it. It should, again, be a real simple one. Simply list the following 5 points, make the changes in standards reference, and vote. Is that okay? Okay, so 3-1087. And there's a chance I could get these done before I go. We'll see. 3-1083, increased length of source product ID keyword. Susie, this is one of yours. This sounds like a no-brainer.
Yes, ma'am.
Prism labels include a list of spice. Current limit on source product ID is 40 characters, but MRO spice kernels can have names as long as 45. NAIST says this is not unusual. There's been spice file names with up to 53 characters. Susie proposes to increase the maximum length of source product ID to 100 characters.
So this is not the file name. This is just the keyword value.
That's right. Source product ID. Yep.
It's no-brainer.
Okay, do we want to do a quick vote on this one?
How does this relate to 1086?
3-1086, increase the number of characters allowed. I think it spawned it, to be honest with you. But we'd already decided that 1086 needed further discussion. But I honestly think 1086 came out of 1083.
Okay, then I just have this one question. Is our ultimate goal to make anything that ends with an ID have consistent length across all instances of ID keywords?
My guess is that's what 86 is all about.
86 was to say, okay, that's once and for all, so they kind of a maximum size of ID. Okay. There might be a few exceptions, but let's just take care of it once.
Right.
Can we start thinking like 21st century programmers? There really shouldn't be any character string length restrictions. That's a really low-level job for a computer to answer.
Well, that's what 86 will be all about.
That's what 86 is about.
You know, it might be worth getting some of our programmers in on that, just to make
sure.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Okay, but for now,
83
specific instance. Are there any objections to going ahead and voting on this right now? Steve?
Qualification is if we do it for source product ID, we should do it for product ID too.
Okay with me. I don't think there should be any length restriction.
The product ID is
reference. And do we want to mess with product ID, though, without taking a look at whether or not that's going to cause a problem?
Well, it impacts the schema and the data in your database if you store it, but...
I mean, yeah, it would have an impact there. It would have an impact in software, but that's it. And again, they should be just changing one or two values.
Right, but, I mean, you can accommodate variable length strings where the length doesn't matter in your database.
Is there any impact on index.tab files? Because they require the product ID. This shouldn't be, right? Because there's no record limitations that we have, record length limitations.
Oh, but an index.tab is going to be sort of responsive to how you write it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so there shouldn't be an issue there. Has anybody else come up with any potential issue of changing product ID's length?
No problem here.
Okay. Do we want to go ahead and vote on this, or does somebody want to give it some more thought? Okay. 1083, what we're voting on right now is to increase the length of both source product ID and product ID to 100 characters. We may regret this.
And probably needs to be notified, actually. Rose?
Rose, do you feel comfortable speaking for Anne on this one?
No, I don't feel comfortable. I think that it's something that she would probably want to think about. I don't have the experience to.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this one needs a little bit more thought.
I would say I don't mind doing an incremental change like this, but we got to keep the eye on the ball in terms of the broader discussion of IDs and names. But doing a little incremental tweak, you know.
The alternative is right now to take care of Susie's needs, increase the length of this thing to 45, 53 characters, whatever. We could do that, and we could get Susie's need out of the way, and then roll the remainder of this into, what was the other one?
1086,
yeah.
I'd go to 400.
On source product ID?
Yeah.
And then worry about product ID as part of the other discussion.
Incremental.
Okay. Do we want to do that? Do we want to increase product ID to 100 and look at product ID as part of 1086?
Yes.
Okay. Any objections to having a vote now?
Isn't there a logic flaw in that? But if you're using a source product ID, that implies there's a product ID that value.
All right, what is the current length on product ID? Anybody know that one?
40.
What's the length of product ID?
I think that's what I just asked. I think it's 40.
It's 40. So really, we need Anne's input. I'm sure Anne would want to have something to say about this, but if she approves it, or she goes for it.
I think we'll have to postpone a vote.
I think you're right.
Can we do this electronically?
This one, basically, this could be done very quickly, hopefully. You're right, product ID is 40. Okay.
Why do we think Anne would object to increasing it to 100?
It's something that... It seems to be consistent with the way that she does, her system is set up. She uses product ID and data set ID as primary keys in her system. I just have this feeling that she'd be concerned.
Okay, Susie, I have you currently listed as the lead. Do you need any working group on this, or can you do this yourself?
What do I have to do?
If we follow the formal route, actually write up an SDR, the way you've been doing things today, just contact everybody in an email message and... tell them what we want to do in terms of increasing the length of source product ID and product ID to 100 characters, and making sure you get a vote back from every node. We should handle the vote.
Susie, I just asked. Well, it's really just whether it impacts anybody.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. And I'm sorry, Susie, I shouldn't have said the vote. That's not your responsibility. We'll handle that here. Basically, initiate a discussion. If you want, you can use the discussion blog, which is already set up. But make sure that Anne specifically sees this and addresses it. Somebody's already chimed in here. Todd, you went in and listed all of the other product IDs. You said that there's first product ID, last, original, product, and source, all of which need to be probably upgraded as a whole.
There's families.
So everything that's got product ID in it.
Exactly. Should all probably be increased together. So I guess, Susie, if you could simply send out an email, probably to the PDS Tech mailing list, make sure it gets to Anne's attention, and then when you think there's something of a consensus, maybe ask Ron to hold a vote on it or something like that. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Is the question, is the attempt going to just be a Band-Aid set a fixed value like 100, or try to go ahead right now and make it unrestricted?
No, I would not make it unrestricted.
It really can't be unrestricted. There's always a limit, and so we've decided a reasonable limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And besides, I would allow that discussion to happen on 1086 rather than 1083. Okay, so 3-1083, Susie will lead discussion. Ron will conduct vote. Sounds good. Okay. So yeah, Susie, just coordinate with Ron when you're ready on there. 3-1087, increased length of band name character string. This is another Susie one. Current length of band name is 20 characters. The CR proposes to increase the length to 50 characters. There was an issue brought up on this, and I'm trying to remember by who.
Wait, hold on. Which one are we on now?
I'm sorry, 1078.
Did we miss one about curious node ID?
Yeah, I mean, that was marked as urgent, which I think is more than high.
I'm sorry, yes. I briefly, you guys probably didn't hear me because I was just talking to Steve on that one. Even though it's marked as draft, I think that's far enough along that it doesn't require any urgent dealing with it right now. Steve, they basically know what direction they're going. They've got a...
Okay. They know what direction they're going? That's an interesting
hang
one.
Hang on. The issue was that we needed to add European Space Agency, the standard value for curating node ID. This was in support of the MEX data set. Is this not?
The
problem was this was an interim solution.
Right.
I think there was a long-term solution that was going to be different, but the interim solution was simply to add a standard value to curating node ID. You were going to come up with a draft. It looks like there is one here. So probably at this point this needs a vote. But again, this is a standard value thing. This is not, I guess this is in our no-brainer category.
Right.
Do you want to vote on it now? What did I do with my list? Did I lose my list? Curating node ID, okay, that was right. So I want to look that up in the dictionary. Curating node ID. Node ID isn't in the dictionary.
I just have one question, because in the SCR, the actual write-up, it says it's in support of a prototype, which seems an odd reason to change.
This was the issue of making of proving the PSA-PDS interoperability. This was an MC directive or whatever. Steve, you would know a heck of a lot more about it than me.
The IPDA had a prototype, and the part of the prototype was to ingest the MEX data sets into the PDS, and it was important to be able to show the curated node ID for these data sets. And that
right,
was the proposal.
Right. But we're talking about changing the data dictionary to support a prototype.
Right. We were talking about adding.
When we change the data dictionary, that's a permanent change. If it was a prototype, you would just sort of make any change you wanted to a prototype version of the data dictionary.
Is this a working prototype?
Actually, we're loading the MEX data into the operation.
Yeah, so it's not like we're going to be pulling the MEX.
Okay.
The problem is I don't know whether
so, if we are loading MEX data into the operational PDS, then there's a real reason to update the data dictionary. But if it's only for a prototype, there's no real reason to do it.
Well, and I think part of the issue here also is at the end of the summary, and this is my text, not necessarily yours, so I need to apologize if it's incorrect, but it says, and it will be removed once the PSA dataset catalog is queried for ease of dataset information. Is the issue that right now there is no other interface besides ours to the data, and therefore it needs to be in our interface, whereas long-term, it's going to be accessed through ESA's interface? Is that the issue?
The answer is that long-term, we will be accessing their catalog. Right now, though, for this prototype, we'll be using
their catalog. They don't have a catalog, essentially, at the moment.
They do, but it doesn't have all the information necessary.
Okay, so the reason it's temporary,
They said we're temporarily using our catalog because we have the necessary information, including resources.
Now let me get one thing clear. There already is a curating node ID keyword. We're just adding some standard values to it.
You're right. I must have misspelled it when I typed it in. I found it, Lyle. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're just adding.
Okay. Why? So. Okay. I understand that the data will only be accessed through us temporarily or from our catalog. But why is it still not? Does it still not make sense to have ESA listed as a standard value in terms of curating node ID?
I think the point is a sort of a semantic one in that ESA is not a node of the PDS.
Ah. Okay. So this is basically a stopgap measure is the problem. It's a stopgap measure, but it's one that needs to be actively working through all of our working interfaces.
I think the point in the SCR was that they want to eventually change curating node ID to something else called curator, but
for now, the long-term solution, right.
Add ESA as a standard value to curating node ID.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't remember about this SCR, but I do remember in our face-to-face meeting that they would go. You were going to change the website, the text that you actually typed with your search engine.
Right. The final solution was to use resource names that pointed or basically referenced the ESA, and that's what we're actually doing. But there's still a need in the forms-based search to allow somebody to find all ESA data sets.
Right. And we were going to change the wording on that. So that it didn't say curator node ID, but something like curator.
Right. But we still would need the standard value.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and you also need to, if you're actually going to change, you're talking about just changing the interface, not the actual
interface. The actual interface, exactly, what appears on the screen. A comment made earlier was that ESA is not actually a PDS node. The precedent is we also have NSSDC in as a curating node.
This does not sound like one, in my opinion, that we can just vote on right now. It sounds like there's a few details to still be worked out or discussed at least. Is that fair?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there are any. Are there real issues here? I mean, if the SCR currently says that this will probably be removed in the future, It just simply allows us to operate in a temporary
well,
state.
Well, except that that very fact kind of precisely what Todd was objecting to. I don't know. Todd, you still
yeah.
have your objections? Or?
I thought you were leaving an opening there, Todd. Maybe I missed it.
Well, my objection was that if it were simply in support of a prototype, we should not be changing the data dictionary.
Prototype sounds like
but if we actually have operational
yeah.
data, then it's justified. I think the SCR might be just out of date.
Okay.
Now, if we have NSSDC as sort of a curating node within that is referenceable by PDS, I don't really have any objection to adding ESA as a virtual.
With why European Space Agency spelled out when all of the other ones are abbreviations?
Right, that would be my other comment.
Is this something they insisted upon, or pardon me? Has anybody got the actual SCR open in front of them?
I do.
What does it suggest in there? Does it say ESA or European Space Agency?
European Space Agency.
Yeah, that's what I had in the summary.
Or node ID.
For the curating node ID, yeah.
Now, I think
probably
it should be.
It has some political ramifications in that it makes it clear that that ESA does not actually is not subordinate to the PDS. You're going to get some sensitivities from time to time with this.
Yeah, and I seem to remember that I did ask Steve about this in the past, and that was basically the answer: is that yes, they insisted upon the full spelled out thing.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, if we made this curating agency instead of curating node, things would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that's why the interface, the label for that field on the interface in the SCR says we're going to change it to curator, not curating node.
Yeah.
And I think that the fact that internally you call it curating node is just an internal notation. But
And what should come up is European Space Agency, not ESA, on the interface, just to make it, again, please provide that separation. I don't know that we lose anything by making that concession.
Probably not.
Well, the width of a field.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? It's 30 characters actually right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And right now the longest one is.
Isn't there a problem with having spaces in an ID?
It's a standard. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't character it? Data type.
Before we get wrapped around the axle, Steve, do you remember if Joe had a preference whether he wanted ESA or European Space Agency, rather than trying to infer what he'd like?
I don't remember.
So maybe the action should be to ask Joe.
Just ask Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that action and ask Joe.
Okay, should we put off a vote until Steve gets an answer?
Well, and Steve, if he really wants it to be European Space Agency, can we have underscores for the instead of spaces?
Sure.
Although it is character data type, I will remind you guys.
Can't we just vote and we'll put in the value that Joe wants?
I would prefer that.
That works for me.
Anybody object?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
We've peeled back the onion and we got all kind of other issues. But
yes.
I know, and now our hands are smelly.
All right, the vote is that we are going to adopt either European Space Agency or ESA, depending on what Joe Zender wants, with or without spaces or underscores, depending on what Joe wants, as a standard value for curating node ID. Any objections to that?
Only I don't think we're assessing the full impact to our interface by having a long string like European Space Agency.
Well, Steve could tell Joe that ESA works better for us.
That is actually a valid point, Todd, and it would argue against underscores as opposed to spaces. Spaces will break on a line.
That's right.
Interface. Underscores will not.
Right. And shorter would be better because everything else we have is short.
Yeah.
There are hyphens in some values now.
Yeah, and in fact, some of those values probably shouldn't be what they are, like PPI UCLA.
I agree, yeah.
I think it should just be PPI, and it doesn't matter where it's at.
Yeah.
That's why I say we're, you know, kind of getting into other issues here.
We could pass these along as recommendations to Joe in his consideration of what value to select. You want to handle it that way, or?
That's what I would do. Joe's a reasonable guy.
Yep.
Okay. I'm afraid there's another wrinkle in this, but maybe it clears up the issue. Curating node ID, really, I believe, looks like it's what's being displayed are node names.
What do you have?
I'm looking at the website right now, the catalog search.
What values are you seeing?
I'm seeing things like planetary atmospheres and seeing things like planetary rings.
You're
as opposed
kidding.
To rings.
That's not this list.
You're looking at what's stored,
I'm
not necessarily what's displayed.
Oh, so what you're saying is there's already a conversion happening in the interface between whatever is stored and what gets displayed.
There's always a node ID and
yeah.
a node name. The node ID is typically a short form for ring, for example, rings, where the name would be the long form.
So what it's doing is it's going back and referencing curating node ID to node ID, translating that into a node name. But that means standard values need to be added to those other two keywords.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a wrinkle, but I think it's just solving the problem of issue of what's appearing.
And the ID should be short. It should be ESA.
And the ID should be ESA.
Yeah.
And then they can display the full name.
Mm-hmm.
Node ID. Okay. So we do need to add it. Okay. Basically, this means we need to talk to whoever developed the interface to find out exactly what keywords they're using and make sure all the keywords are getting added appropriately.
So I'll put some action on them. I'll work with find out what Joe wants to display, and I'll find out what the mapping is to what's on the screen.
Okay. My gut feeling would be, if I were going to make a decision on this, would want to wait until I heard back from Steve on the details. I don't know.
We could do that and, again, do an electronic vote, have Steve tell us what the results are of his discussion with Joe, what needs to be changed, and just let us do an e-vote on, yeah, we'll vote by that or we want to talk about it some more.
That way?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I like
so
blank checks, though.
Let me summarize this. What we're going to do is have Steve talk to, what's his name? Help me. Joe.
Zunder.
About appearance of value. Then we also need to talk to interface developer about whether node ID and node name are also needed as components of this. If so, for which keywords do we need to add a standard value? We need the full list of those. Okay, so need full list of keywords with proposed new standard value.
Wow.
And then we can do an e-vote.
If you want to do it that way, I think we all understand what the impact is, and that is that we know that the standard values aren't displayed straight up. There's a lookup table for what to display.
Right.
Joe gets to choose what he wants displayed. In terms of the standard value, we could just say it's ESA for PDS purposes and approve that, and then you work out the details of the implementation later.
I'm comfortable doing that if you guys want to go ahead and vote on that. I mean, how do other people feel about Todd's proposal?
Sounds good to me.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, we've already talked about this with Joe in May. Apparently forgot what we decided to do then. Now we're talking about it again, so we should just finish it and move on.
All right. Any objections? Let me summarize again what we're going to do. Steve is going to talk to Joe, figure out what he wants displayed. He's going to talk to the developer of the interface and find out whether or not node ID and node name also need to have ESA as some kind of a standard value for lookup purposes. He will then get the grand total of whether we're changing one to three, or which of the one to three keywords we're changing, what the new standard values will be, and we'll make those changes accordingly. Any objections to that?
Wait, I think what I'm voting on right now is adding ESA as a standard value under curating nodes.
Okay, well, what we were discussing, Todd, and the reason I was inclined to delay it was that potentially node ID and node name may be the lookup table, and therefore we may also need to add standard values to them.
Where's node name?
Node name is where we get the long value for whatever curate. See, right now curating node ID is short in every other case, but there are long values showing up on the interface. So we're guessing, and this is what we need to check, that the long values are coming from node name, which is another keyword.
And node name is in the dictionary and in the catalog.
Yeah.
I was trying to find that. Good. I got it now.
Yeah. It actually is a table in the catalog which maps ID to name.
Yeah, so the vote is actually a blank check for however many keywords Steve needs to change to make this work.
What we could say is blank check up to those three keywords, node ID, node name, and curating node ID. And if it's anything beyond that, then he needs to come back and talk to you guys.
That works.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. We want to support ESA.
Okay, any objections? Okay, so we'll say that one carries. Nate, not Chris. Oh, they're going to regret missing this meeting. All right. Let's see, where are we? Are you guys up for continuing, or are people running out of steam?
I'm charged up. Let's go.
Okay.
How many more do we have to do?
We got another Susie one here, 3-1078. Increased length of band name character string. That would be enough.
Yes.
That was easy. Okay. Let me see if there's anything on the discussion blog in terms of objections. No comments whatsoever. Okay. Susie wanted to increase the length to 50 characters to accommodate band names used in labels for MRO Prism images.
Not that they have any that long, but I thought that was a nice big number.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if this is the one that Sean had suggested a potential problem, but I don't think so. This is just the character string. This is not the number of bands or anything.
That's correct.
And actually, it was Dick, not Sean. Okay. Yes. Okay. So any objections to having this vote now on increasing the length of the band name character string to 50 characters? Okay. Any objections to actually doing that? This is the actual vote. No objections to 3-1078.
No. So, Susie, you going drinking tonight? You're having a big day.
Yep. I'm going to go home after this.
All right. What do we got? 3-1077 is withdrawn. 1076, increased length of product type character string. This was a Susie Slavney one. Currently, the length of product type is 30 characters. Now, is that the one that we made suggested? And I misspelled it again.
Yes, it has to be Emerald.
Yeah.
Product? Maybe this one goes away, too?
That's what I'm wondering. Let me double-check it.
No, it still has a length limit. And it didn't.
Okay, yeah, it's limited to 30. You were proposing to change it to 40. Okay. Any objections to voting on this right now? Okay. Any objections to changing the length of product ID to 40 characters? I'm sorry, product type. Excuse me.
Yeah, product type. Is 40 going to be enough?
For MRO Prism, I think I asked Susie to make sure it was fairly confined at the moment until we have these more general discussions. Let me see if there was any discussion, objections. Product type has a list of standard values. Todd, you had simply said that you wanted to see the new list.
For product type?
Yeah. And
well, We kind of have a whole issue with product type in that it's so cluttered up
actually, with
weird
stuff.
Yeah,
that was the point. That's correct. But Susie had also pointed out that since the new the standard value type is suggested now, she didn't see why she should have to provide a list. Just simply state the fact that she needs it up to 40 characters. I'm summarizing, folks. Forgive me if I'm summarizing too much. I would argue, Todd, if there's an issue with what product type is, we need to address that separately. I can be overruled on that, obviously, but I would argue that this is a specific request for MRO Prism that we should address for Susie.
Please, Todd.
All right.
Only if you promise to lift one on my behalf. I think our whole technical discussion about product type is beyond repair.
It's a mess. There's no argument on that front, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, make it whatever length Susie wants.
All right, any objections to having a vote now? Any objections on increasing the length of product type to 40? All right, 1076 carried. No objections.
I think that means that 1063 goes away.
1063. Let's see what that one is.
Oh, Elizabeth?
Yep.
On your last two votes, not only is NAIF not voting, I don't think radio is on anymore.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Just Dick will complain later if we put votes in this map.
Right, he definitely would. Okay, appreciate it. 1063, several standard values for the product type keyword were identified during the implementation of SDR 3-1000 but did not make it into PSDD. Yeah, you're right, there's not a whole lot of point in putting that in anymore, and I think I tried to collect them already.
Because what happened was you made it suggested, right?
Yeah. Any objections to withdrawing 1063? That one's kind of out of order, but change to withdrawn. Sounds good. Okay, where were we? We were at 76. Good catch, by the way. Was that Lyle?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. 76. 73, update archive status keyword. This one needs to be dealt with because the MC wants it. Okay, do we need a discussion on this one? This was... Basically, the MC had recommended that the locally archived standard value be dropped and that the keyword should be moved from the dataset catalog object to the dataset housekeeping catalog object. My recommendation is, given that this involves catalog objects, that it should go through a formal process and not just get a quick round-the-table vote.
I agree.
Okay. I am currently listed as the lead on this. There's no working group. I would need a volunteer to coordinate this one.
How about Betty? Because I think she had some interest in this.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Betty, are you willing to do that?
Is Betty there?
Steve? I'm here, yes. I can do that. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, great. We would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so
who's going to be on that with me?
I can certainly fill you in on the details. I don't expect it to be a big deal. I think it's just an issue of writing up the SDR.
Impact takes some engineering stuff.
That's true.
I volunteer Ron.
So we need to identify the impacts. You want to work with Ron on that one?
Sure.
Betty, I would suggest you ask this Dick Simpson if you want, because I seem to remember from the face-to-face meeting he had some comments about.
Yeah, I have some long, long correspondences with him about it.
Yeah, well, the other thing is there are a lot of comments in the blog on this issue.
Okay.
So I'll make sure. This was one of the blogs where I thought I had some spam stuff, but right now it looks like it's got a lot of real comments. Yeah, Todd, Steve, Dick has weighed in. Susie has weighed in. Mitch has weighed in. So I would let me talk with you about it afterwards, Betty, and I can show you where all the comments are. But if you would just lead the effort on that and then work with Dick and Ron.
Okay.
And if somebody else is deeply embroiled in the blog and you're having trouble with them, maybe you should draft them.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. Okay, obviously Dick is nominated, not confirmed right now, because we need to get his approval. But okay, so I need to talk to Betty. Liz, talk to Betty about the details. Okay, sounds great. Appreciate it. And Betty, I should just make you aware, like I say, that I think is another one of the ones that the MC is, as Steve put it, it's on their watch list, unless it's fallen off. So you might want to keep Steve and Dan updated on the progress on that one, as well as Ron. Okay, 371, use the format effectors within attribute assignment statements. This is one of the collection of issues which we pushed through for the vTool development, and I never got around to actually writing up, but it was informally approved. I think what we did is we informed, again, this is an issue where we reached consensus. I needed to go away, write up an SDR, and we were going to just do the formal e-vote on it.
You have an ECR or SCR posted.
I do.
Yeah. Is that outdated or what?
I think it looks like I did draft send it out. Surprise, surprise. There may have been some change. You know what? I'm going to have to go back and review my notes. It may be that somebody suggested a minor change or something to the SDR, and that's why we didn't actually vote on it. Okay, how about we'll put it this way. Elizabeth needs to figure out why this wasn't voted on, make any modifications necessary, and then I'll hand it off to Ron to send out for an e-vote.
Works for me. Procrastination is always an option.
determine why not voted on, 6, send to Ron for e-vote.
Give it to Ron. Ron will do anything.
He's good at that. Let's see, what do we got? 70, ODL lines and records, ditto. Same idea, I think. Distribute SDR to tech group. You know what? I've got the status listed as what I should do next, not what I have already done on both of these. So I don't think you guys have seen the actual SDR. That may be what the issue is. So this may simply be an issue of send it out. I think that's what's going on with both 71 and 70. I'll find out.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing these documents before.
I think we discussed them, but I haven't sent the things out. That's probably the only issue. So in both of those, I will double check, but then I will just send to Ron for e-vote. Okay, next, 67, change maximum length for bands keywords. This was the one where we had some potential issues.
So that's resolved.
Oh, excellent, released, good. That one's taken care of. 66 is withdrawn, 65 withdrawn. 62 is not going to happen right now.
What? I don't believe that. You've got, what, 2 days?
Yeah. 67, was that withdrawn, or is that done?
You're a mean, Todd. I can fix it all while I'm sitting around the house with a baby, right? 67 was released. It's already been taken care of.
Was that?
Yeah. Okay, so that one, that's already been through the software chain as well. Yeah. Okay, 61, revised PDS data model. That's an ongoing deep discussion. Steve, what do we want to do with that? Do you want other people working with you on that, or is that something you want to continue on your own, or what?
Well, I want other people.
Who?
Okay.
It was something I definitely wanted to have input on, but we needed to identify what were the current... Yeah, this was the issue I had said.
Isn't this coupled with version 4, PDS4, because we're not going to change our data modeling.
Actually, it's also IPDA is where a lot of it was heading.
Right.
This is not going to come forward in a little while anyway.
So how do you handle this?
We don't need an SCR for this.
Yeah.
Or probably, I mean, if there's an SCR, it'll be way down the road. Yeah.
Well, there's no change. I mean, there's nothing to propose.
To be honest with you, Todd, it's not clear to me anymore what PDS4 is or where it lies and how the whole sequence on that works. I keep deferring to Steve on this.
See, I think that's what the group that Reed is leading is going to resolve.
Okay.
How this does relate to IPDA. And the answer is right now, I don't know.
There is no SDR. In lieu of discussions that Rita's group is doing, or what is
it? I prefer something like that.
Unless
people want this as a place.
Hi, Dick. You've been nominated to a committee and missed a couple of votes.
Oh, sorry. I had to go do another telecon.
Not a problem. Right now we're discussing SDR 3-1061, which is about revising the PDS data model, and we're debating whether or not this is even an SDR or whether this should be withdrawn. Deferring to the work that's going on with the IPDA and what Reed is doing and that kind of stuff.
I have a little problem putting placeholder SCRs in because we know sometime in the future we're going to have to update the PDS model. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to have something in an SCR queue that is, we've got to figure out what we want to change, if we're going to change anything.
So drop it?
Just drop it.
I would withdraw it.
Okay. All right. So
3-1061. You have to withdraw. It's yours.
That's true. Any objections to withdrawing 3-1061, basically saying that it's... Was that intended to be on the telecon, folks? Didn't quite hear it.
Didn't get it either.
Okay. Any objections to withdrawing 3-1061? Okay, withdrawn, defer to IPDA/RITA. Okay. All right, 3-1061, 3-1060, update archive status value, standard value safe to save. I withdrew that. I believe that was wrapped into the one that we just assigned to Betty.
Should be.
I think it's actually spelled out there. Okay. 3-1059, this is a ridiculous SDR. I wonder if we should withdraw this one as well. I mean, what does it mean, update to PDS-4? I think it was another of my placeholder ones.
Yeah, right.
Any objection to withdrawing 3-1059? Same annotation. Okay, 3-1055 is approved already. 54, use of externally maintained formats in PDS archives. This came up during the JPEG 2000 discussion. I think I was the only one that actually wanted to retain it on the queue, and everybody else was feeling like it's not important, don't worry about it.
Didn't the Management Council set a policy on formats?
Did they?
I thought they said acceptable formats, they had a certain criteria.
There's certainly a policy on compression.
Right. I can't remember.
I thought this was for the policy document, whatever it is, instead of the standards document.
What we could do is withdraw this in lieu of MC policy / policy development, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
It was my understanding PDS wanted to set a policy on formats.
I guess what's not clear is whether or not that was ever dealt with by the MC. And so maybe what we should do is find out, number one, is there a policy in place? And number two, get it on their agenda if we're removing it off of our queue.
Excuse me. I think there was a policy led by Mark Shawalker.
Okay.
I thought one had been.
Okay, so but does that sound like, okay, so either way, whether or not there is one, let's find out, and in removing it from this queue, make sure it's either dealt with or on their queue. How does that sound? Or at least propose it to their queue. We can't mandate that, but does that sound like a good solution?
I'm not sure that even if it hasn't been resolved yet, that it needs to be on this queue in front of PDS-4. Why are we going to worry about it now when we're going to be pushing for PDS-4 and we're going to restructure that anyway?
It does seem to get subsumed into all the issues that are going to be decided in PDS-4.
That is
unless there's a plan to meet for it.
This is not simply an issue of adding new formats. This is an issue of the use of formats that are not strictly PDS formats. So it's a slightly different issue.
Then it's not a archive product. If it's not something you can document.
No. Again, let me think what I'm an example. A real simple, stupid example would be a Vicar image. And because Vicar formally is not a PDS format, but you can describe it as a PDS format. I mean, basically, it was the issue of, you know, do we have standards such that it needs to be a product that can be described using a PDS label, and the PDS label needs to be there, you know, or you know, what are our criteria?
Right, but formats like Vicar are grandfathered into PDS-3. I mean,
right.
They're just part of it.
But the issue, I think what I was trying to make the distinction between, and this, again, like I say, came up during JPEG 2000, was, you know, when somebody approaches us, how do we argue the difference between Vicar and TIFF? Why do we allow Vicar and not allow TIFF? And there's some very concrete reasons for that. And I think what this SDR was trying to get at was defining, you know, like I say, what are the concrete distinctions we make between why some other formats are allowed and why some aren't. I mean, this just came up this morning with HDF. Somebody was saying, why can't we allow HDF?
Right. I thought when they approved JPEG 2000, the Management Council established a policy on formats.
Okay, that's what we need to check. Okay, so it sounds like everybody's agreeing. Get it off of this list.
Excuse me.
Yes.
There is a document on format policy on the Management Council website, only it's under the document page rather than the policy.
Okay. But they've dealt with it, is what you're saying.
I believe so.
Okay. Any objections to withdrawing this one?
No objection, but just to clarify, the question is whether or not the point you're trying to make is clear in that policy. Because I think you're making a very good point, is how do we... What is the argument for not using HDF, but we do...
Well, and, you know, actually, another issue that came up
just
in talking to Joe this morning, or I'm sorry, and I'm this is overhearing your conversation, but it doesn't say it clearly anywhere in the standards, HDF is not allowed.
Right. And
even
Joe
though we may have a policy that prohibits it, how does that policy get reflected in the documents that people actually read when they're putting together a data set? Right.
So your point is important to PDS take care of something.
Yep. CEO has to go for another telecon.
All right. I apologize, folks. Oh, gosh. Okay, we've made some progress. Yeah, I think we'll just sign off for now. And I guess I'll let Ron pick up whenever he would like. Do you want to do 2 weeks rough, tentatively? Or?
I figured 3.5 months.
For the next telecon. All right. I will let Ron send out the next email to let you guys know when the next telecon is. Anyway, my apologies that I'll be gone. Feel free to CC me on email, and if you actually have any questions, I can't promise I'll respond immediately, but I will try and get back as questions come up. So, you know, like I say, feel free to include me on emails, et cetera.
Good luck, Elizabeth.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Ron, are you still on?